نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد.
حضرت ابو هريره رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فاذكروني بعد الاثر عصر وبعد الفجر الساعه. الحمد لله, praise be to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in this great, blessed, very blessed, full of treasures and ni'mas, Ramadan, Allah ta'ala has bestowed to us, He has given to us. It's Allah's grace, it's Allah's mercy that in this Ramadan to us, completely He has given us the ability to benefit in a complete manner. And the example of this is like if a person, he is healthy, he's got good health, and then with his good health, he also attains extra things on top of that. Then he's so fortunate, that person, that once one is already is healthy, then he gets good food, sustenance. So it's the same way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us, He has given us such precious moments and hours of Ramadan, this blessed month. And in this month, the amal, the deed, the action is unique for this month. With regards to reward, with regards to mercy, with regards to forgiveness, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in this month, He kept this month for this purpose. And Allah said that this is my month, Ramadan is my month. So it's Allah's grace beyond His grace that we have attained this month, we are in this month, and on top of that we get the opportunity to do such actions that are very pleasing to Allah, beloved to Allah. So that month has come, and alhamdulillah there's barakah, there's blessings in this month. But if we don't do good deeds, if we don't do righteous deeds, then we are so unfortunate as individuals. Now, if you see that other actions we do in other months, that we don't get the same reward that Allah is giving in this month. Yeah, any action if you do it, Allah Ta'ala says, I will multiply by 70 times if you do it in this month, Ramadan. So what an honor, what a great opportunity, what a great chance. So if we think this way, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ability to do such an action about which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, that Allah ta'ala has said that Ya Abu Huraira, this is a narrator, is Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he's narrated this hadith, that if a servant of Allah in normal days, after Asr, Ba'dul Asr, or after Fajr, Sa'atan, he just sits and he does a little bit of Dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah, Sa'atan, not that you have to sit for hours, it's not said here, just a little while after Asr or after Fajr, these are the two special times that are mentioned here, then the reward for that is fantastic reward. Akfika وَمَا بَيْنَهُمْ, that the time between Asr and Fajr, Allah Ta'ala says, then all of his affairs, his issues, I will take responsibility for that, Allah says. So amazing action that normal days away from Ramadan is such a great action that Allah is giving a guarantee. Allah is the Khaliq, the Creator, the Owner, the Controller. And just for a small action, Allah says, you do this. Just, what do you have to do? Tell me, pray Asr, and after Asr you go home normally. You pray Fajr, after Fajr we depart, we go home, we don't focus on this hadith. But if you read this hadith, that Allah Ta'ala on the tomorrow, on the Day of Judgment, will say that such a great action, did I not tell you this great action? In the whole day I was guaranteeing for you all your affairs that day, the issues that you'd confront, that I would take the responsibility for that. I told you that with regards to the world, that you wanted security and guarantee. Allah says, I was giving it to you myself. All you had to do is sit for a short while and do my dhikr, remember me. So what a great amal this is, and how we waste these opportunities. So then, the nur above this is the light above this is this amal, this deed Allah is now giving to us in Ramadan, on top of all this. And this is Asr time. Allah seated us down, alhamdulillah, is His grace, His mercy. What valuable, precious hour He has sat us down in. Another hadith I'll share with you on this subject. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that after the prayer of Asr, that if there's a group of people, an assembly of people in the masjid, a jamaat of people, group, assembly, a gathering, and they sit down, and after Asr, they do the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, just like we are doing, alhamdulillah, say, subhanallah. We have no other objective. We have no other objective or purpose of being here. So if they sit down and do dhikr of Allah after Asr, then my heart feels, Allah's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, that I go and sit with them and do dhikr with them, and this my action, Allah has stated that this is my action, that the whole world and what it contains is greater than that. It's greater than that. This action. Subhanallah. So now imagine how many rewards Allah is giving this, that a group of people sits down to remember Allah. Imagine the status, the level Allah is giving to that group of people. Allah says that the Prophet ﷺ says that I myself want to sit with that group. I don't want to leave. I won't look left and right. So valuable and precious is that group of people. Allah's Nabi ﷺ said that I'll tell you the good news about this. That so valuable is that group of people, that jama'at, that congregation of people, that I, when I see them, then I, whatever the whole world and what it contains, I'd leave that and go and sit with them. Due to that deed, the whole world and what it contains, he said, I'd leave that and I'd prefer to go and sit with them and to do the dhikr of Allah. So now you tell me that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us such great good news and a great statement and learning He's given to us, then most definitely in this action of dhikr of Allah, there must be a benefit that He's saying this, isn't it? There must be some benefits that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging us to do this action. So my brothers, what a weird thing is that such great precious actions, if we don't do them all year long, we waste. All year long, forget the year, the whole life we waste. We don't pay attention to these words. We hear these things. We hear these hadith. We continue to hear, but we don't want to practice. Why? Because fi qulubihim, Allah says that the heart has got padlocks on it. The human being's heart, it's got padlocks on it. Yeah, like padlock seal, is sealed. And then it doesn't allow him to listen. Yeah, another hadith. Yeah, for example, if you hear the hadith and the padlocks are open, when you hear things, you hear hadith, you learn things, our attention doesn't go towards that. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, this is better than the whole world. What's in the world? Kingdoms, lands, wealth, money, all of the vast treasures in the world. But we, just for relaxation or somewhere else, or luxury, will leave this gathering, or just for a chit-chat somewhere else, we'll leave this gathering. It won't even be a valuable thing, and we'll leave this gathering for that. We'll waste our time and say, no, I can't sit in this gathering. I can't sit in this gathering. So my brothers, Ramadan has come. Allah Ta'ala has given to us a unique quality in Ramadan. That in Ramadan, the human being, when he gets the habit of doing good things, then Allah says the rest of the year, then he's habitual in carrying out those same actions. So we should try our hardest, that even the smallest of chances, examples, don't never consider a good deed as a minor. Never consider a good deed as minor. If, for example, if you leave one sin, and you try in Ramadan to leave, I won't smoke cigarettes, I won't look at the wrong things with my eyes, I won't lie, I without objective, I won't use my phone as a waste of time without good reason, without any good reason, I won't go on the laptop or the computer. If it's a necessity, there's work, office work, you have to do things, then promise yourself for an improvement. Look, these actions, nobody can stop them. These things, you have to stop it yourself. No one else can stop you. If another person wants to stop you, that look, don't look at dirty things on the screen. And you're doing a sin. If in your heart you don't accept that, you'll say, oh yeah, forget this. You'll leave that place, go somewhere else to do it. If you're telling a child that do this, he'll just leave that room and go to another room and do the action. Yes, because he wants to do it. But when your own consciousness and your heart within says, oh, I should leave this, it's wrong. Now Ramadan teaches us that you develop your own self-control. Ramadan is making us practice this. Develop yourself, influence yourself, strengthen yourself, and say, Allah, directly, that Allah, I want to leave dirty things, I want good habits in my life. I don't know how much life is left. I want to pray as well. I want to also go to dhikr gatherings. I also want to stop these dirty actions, impure actions. Allah, release me from this. It's not hard. It's not hard. Allah Ta'ala says, nothing is hard for me to enable you to do. Nothing. Dhalik bil aziz. Allah says that nothing is hard or tough. Doesn't matter how big a sinful person you are, you've done wrong actions, evil actions, you don't feel like praying, you don't feel like doing anything at all. Allah says in Ramadan I've put a quality, a strength in Ramadan. If a person just does a little bit of asking from Allah, that's all. All you have to do, even if you don't do it, just ask Allah. That, for example, if you're praying salah, and you just breathe a deep, cool breath, say, oh, if only I can pray like this as well. If you see other people praying, even just this is enough. In Ramadan, Allah says, if you just do this much, that you see others doing a good action, for example, they're praying, and your heart, you develop a desire that, yaar, I'd like to do this as well. Then the barakah of Ramadan is such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He instills the love of that deed into that person's heart, that he's yearning for. Just like the hadith I shared with you, a small hadith, that we pray Asr, don't we? After Asr, make it a habit, a regular habit of yours to do dhikr of Allah. Half an hour, 45 minutes, that my dhikr that I've been given, let me sit and do my dhikr after Asr. There no difference will be made to you. Even if it's 10 minutes habit, sa'atan it says, there's no definition that you have to sit for hours. Allah Ta'ala knows that these people are busy. So even if you sit for 10 minutes, sit in muraqabah, to remember Allah, when you sit and do muraqabah, wherever you are, you finish prayer after that, just do muraqabah in your heart, 10 minutes. Just in your heart, remember Allah, 10 minutes. This is called muraqabah. Muraqabah, to think about Allah in your heart. That even one sa'a, just a moment you remember in your heart is equivalent to 70 years of worship. I'm telling you the dhikr of the heart. So what great paths and routes Allah Ta'ala has opened for us to get to paradise. Doesn't take long. You're not disturbed physically. All you have to do, is just focus. Put your mind towards Allah. You don't have to do anything physically. Just mentally connect. That's it. Just you have to adjust yourself a little bit that I want to also do this. And make your mind up that I want to do this. I want to start to do good things. And especially in Ramadan, make good habits start. Great action. So this hadith, we've heard it. And this will develop a passion in me and in you as well. That these two times Allah really likes when His servants do this. That one is after Fajr and one is after Asr. These two times. Allah selected these two times Himself in the daily program. For who? For the dhikr of Allah, to remember Him, these two. Allah says, at this time, remember me. Allah says, remember me, do my dhikr. And these two times. So, this is with regards to Fajr. You just have to sit down for a short while, make it habit after Fajr, sit for a short time. If you can't do big actions, you can't do big actions of worship. But these small, small actions, they will give you high level in paradise. And if we sit and say, oh, first I'm going to start praying tahajjud, then I'm going to do many other actions, then I'm going to do other tasks of Islam, and think that if I can't do the big things, then why should I just sit down for a short while and do dhikr? Never think negatively like this. Never think negatively. The small actions, they are not minor actions, they're massive actions for Allah. So to do such actions, you're not physically disturbed, it doesn't take a long time, come for Asr, such a big hadith you've just heard, come for Asr prayer, and after that, alhamdulillah. Look, another hadith I've just remembered, that nafal, voluntary actions, optional actions, you can pray, you don't have to pray, it's up to you. So now just like Asr prayer we just prayed, we pray Asr, isn't it? And before Asr, prayer, there's four rak'ah prior to Fard. You maybe pray or you don't pray. Why don't we pray? Oh, it's not Fard, is it, to pray? It's not wajib, is it? Compulsory, we say. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. The four sunnah before the Asr prayer. So one hadith I saw, Ta'alukta. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ did a dua, a prayer that, oh Allah Ta'ala, that person, please send special mercy to that person. Send your special mercies. And the Prophet ﷺ is doing dua of rahmah, supplication of dua for rahmah, Allah's mercy, that person who prays the four rakah sunnah before asr prayer. So tell me, what does that nafl become? That sunnah prayer become? That nafl, what does it become? Because when you make this habit to pray those nafl four sunnah, then you are included in that dua that Allah send mercy onto this person. So imagine how valuable those nawafil have become, that nafl prayer. Yes, do you understand what I'm saying? That so valuable and precious, because the Holy Prophet ﷺ stated that person who does this action prior to asr prayer, I've done dua for him for Allah's mercy. So he would be included in Allah's mercy, that individual. So you've heard this hadith now. So what do we need to do? Just be punctual in it, regular in it. Try to do it. Sometimes it happens you can't pray, you don't arrive on time, but you should try. You should try. What do we need to do? That this hadith I've heard or I've read, then I thought, oh, this is very good. Well, how can we leave this action? So at that time I made intention that from today I'm going to try that before asr, the sunnah prayers, that I'm going to be regular in this. So what will happen now is that you've made a bit of determination, you've made an intention, a niyyah, and this is in your mind. Allah has computerized this now into your mind. So when asr time will come, then you are preparing for prayer, and you don't prepare now for the fard that will come. Rather, you will start with that nafl prior to asr salah prayer, the fard. You will try that, I will try that to attain that blessing to get there early. Say subhanAllah. SubhanAllah. So do you understand what I'm saying? So a good action, you've made a habit to do it, you heard it, then you sealed it in the computer of your brain, there's this good action. So from now what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and pray this first in advance before the fard prayer. I'll try to do this. So what happens? And the third benefit in this is that Allah Ta'ala really extremely likes this. Allah extremely likes this, where a person, Allah says that my servant, he hears something good, after hearing about the good, then he makes intention to do that amal, that action. Yes, inna Allah, Allah says, la ma'al muhsineen. That verily, I'm with the people who are the doers of good. Allah says, I know you are weak, you've got nafs and shaitan and desires, how will you practice? Allah says, I won't leave my servant, I will help him and enable him to do that action. I will assist him. SubhanAllah. So I will enable him to do this good action. So this is the end point. So Ramadan is passing. Ramadan, if it teaches us and assists us to do this, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rest of that person's life, Allah changes his life. That, for example, if you set a program during Ramadan, good schedule in the morning, I'll do this. Look, we get the chance of Ramadan. Allah, I really enjoyed it. What I will do now is in the morning, I will wake up this much early. Half an hour early, I'll wake up. What difference it makes? So I'll get the Hajj time as well. Yes, all year long, Allah will then enable you to become a habitual worshipper of the Hajjud. You get used to it, you wake up early in Ramadan, you're enjoying it, 2 rakat, 4 rakat, however many rakat Allah gives you tawfiq, you pray the Hajjud. That's the Hajjud Salah. Yes, you wake up pre-dawn, then you know the reward of the Hajjud, great hadith, that how much Allah likes it and gives the reward for a person who prays the Hajjud. So this is Ramadan. In reality, Ramadan, this month, it has come to help us set up our minds, our brains, to program our minds mentally. I'm going to do this, I've done this, I'm going to do this now, make intention that the rest of the year I'm going to do this as well. Yaar, I went, sat in Ramadan in the majlis, I sat in a little bit of dhikr, okay, we'll try, and this is very beneficial. So now we say to Allah, Allah, I'll make an intention now, Allah, after the niyyah is made, Allah will allow you to complete physically that niyyah. So what's the loss in making intention? There's no loss in making a good intention, is it? Make the good intention, because then it will make you perfect. So if you make an intention, Allah will perfect that intention for you. From behind, Allah will give you a push, that he's weak, I'll give him some courage and determination, I'll give him a bit of a push. So my brothers, don't waste this month. Make habit to do good actions. Don't do anything maybe too much, but at least draw a deep sigh and say, Allah, I'd like to do this, I'd like to do dhikr, I'd like to pray salah like this, I'd like to do tabligh, I'd like to do good positive actions. And you, when you see good examples of actions and you make the niyyah in your heart, then Allah will enable you to do that. In the same way, bad actions. So there's reward for good deeds, 70 times extra thawab. So by leaving sins, you'll also get 70 times reward extra. So we are full of the sins, We are lying, maybe our eyes are being used wrong to look at the wrong things. Nowadays, the severe sickness of the eyes, a person can't be saved from using his eyes wrong. Such traps of shaitan, nets are spread out in the world that it spoils our vision. Then when you spoil what you're looking at by looking at you with your eyes the wrong thing, then it spoils your whole deen. So when you fast and you don't control your eyes, then it'll spread the dirt inside you. So cautious we need to be in Ramadan. We need to do most of all caution you need to exercise is your eyes, use of your eyes. Control your eyesight, what you're looking at. Two things you have to be very careful. One is your tongue, and one is your eyes. What are you looking at? Your visibility. These are the foundations of sin. Yes, tongue and your eyesight. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that control these during Ramadan. That Allah has sealed our mouth. And Allah says that control your eyes as well. Allah seals the eyes. So we need to exercise this, practice this, and then for the rest of the life. So for this Ramadan's here to help us make a niyyah, make intention that Allah, my eyesight, I want to save my eyesight. I won't go close to looking at those, I won't go close to those things that will make my eyes look at the wrong thing. لا تقرب فاحشة. Allah doesn't say that leave fahisha, immodesty. Look at this, what Allah has given the hint. Allah hasn't directly said, Allah says, لا تقرب فاحشة. Don't go near to the fahisha. Don't go near to the immodest things, because bad is such a bad thing. Evil, sin is such a bad thing that when you get to it, it will pull you in, it will suck you in. So that's how bad is evil. That, for example, you're confident, you're strong. You say, oh, he's drinking alcohol. I'm not going to drink alcohol if I go to that. Well, he's smoking cannabis. I'm not going to smoke cannabis. I'm just sitting next to him. I know the person. I just went to meet him. I know him. He's smoking cannabis, drinking alcohol. I'm not going to do the same. But if you reject the order of the Quran, Allah says in the Quran, don't go near to the evil actions. Why? Don't go near the things that are wrong. You know, the roots of evil, sin, don't go near to them. Don't look at those things. Don't go near to those things. Don't go to that company. Don't go to that environment. You have to break it at the source, at the root. Otherwise, shaitan will make you attract. Today you go, tomorrow you go, just to sit with that person and you get near to the sin. Then shaitan, he knows how to pull you in, draw the net in. Then that person becomes a worse alcoholic and he becomes a worse person who smokes the drugs. So the first step, Allah Ta'ala says, be cautious, exercise caution, be very careful when it comes to the sins. So Ramadan makes us practice this, gives us good habits, that alongside doing good deeds, we also commit sins as well. We make mistakes, we live in the world, we're human beings, so try to control yourself, make a list of the sins. Make a list. This is what we should do. Practically, I've got this defect in me. I do this sin. I do this bad thing. I do this bad thing. It's too hard to leave these things. I try my best. So in Ramadan, Allah has promised that, okay, Allah, I promise that all these sins in Ramadan, I'll practice that I won't do these sins. Yes, has anyone done this? Made a list? I ask you. Has anyone made a list of what they're going to try to leave in Ramadan? Will Allah not ask us tomorrow that you didn't want to improve? You didn't want to leave the wrong actions. You never thought about this mentally. So what did I give you Ramadan for? Allah asks. So tell me, which person is there out there, human being, 70 years old, 60 years old, even they will sin. Everyone sins. Every person knows that what is his personal list of sins. So get a paper and pencil today, get a book or a pad, and write in your list, Allah, this is the sin I'm doing. Allah, I'm doing this sin. X, Y, Z, A, I do this sin as well. I do this wrong thing. Okay, make the list. And then say to Allah, O Allah Ta'ala, I want to leave these sins or this sin. Allah, allow me to practice this during Ramadan so that the rest of the year I can pass by smoothly without the sins. Do this in Ramadan. Do this in Ramadan. Don't, if you leave it or not, that's another matter. But just present your request to Allah in Ramadan. Allah, this is my request. Allah will sign that request, inshallah, for you. Allah will sign it off. Will you do this, brothers? Yes. So two things we need to do. Make a list of good deeds we're going to do. Small, small deeds. Yeah, I'm going to do dhikr. Not hard to do dhikr, is it? Look at this. The Allah Ta'ala say this. Allah, dhikr is a great action and you like this action. In the Quran, you've said yourself that learn my dhikr. So Allah, I'm trying to look for a guide, a teacher to teach me dhikr so I can become more regular in dhikr. That what you'll do in Ramadan, you'll get 70 times extra thawab. Yes. So if after Ramadan you learn dhikr, you won't get that reward. But if you learn dhikr in Ramadan, 70 times extra thawab, barakah of Ramadan, rewards of barakah, and the fadail, the virtues of Ramadan on top of this. So why do you waste that opportunity? So we should feel, we will regret this immensely. When a person dies, he will regret when he dies. There's such small actions. I could have done it. Where I would have reached by now. After death, yes, that there's a friend of Allah, a sheikh, a teacher, teaching dhikr, it's Ramadan season. What do you, you're not going to spend anything. Ask him, make my heart alive. Please teach me dhikr, how to remember Allah. Subhanallah. That's it, your heart will become alive. Heart will become alive. You'll become a wali Allah yourself in Ramadan. A friend of Allah. Just think. And he starts to think about it. Yes, amazing. Just learn the dhikr of Allah. When you learn the dhikr of Allah, look. That, for example, you learn how to drive. Before that, you didn't have a car. Example, listen to my example. Prior to this, you had no car. You had a desire to learn how to drive. You had a passion. So you learned how to drive. After learning how to drive, when you pass the test, soon as you pass the test, the first desire you have is, Ya Rabbi, shall I buy a car now? Shall I buy a car now? That's the first step you want to take. Then let me get some small car. You know, I've learned how to drive now. I can drive that small car. So today, if you learn the dhikr of Allah, then tomorrow you'll have more determination, passion. Shall I not sit down and do this dhikr for a few moments? Subhanallah. Look at this beautiful example Allah allowed me to share with you. Yeah? So shaitan doesn't even want us to learn. So if shaitan doesn't want you to learn how to drive a car, then how will the car come to you? You want a Merc, you want this car, Mercedes, Jaguar. You, if you learned the car, then you would have had it. If you don't learn, you can't have it. But the people who learn, then they get that car. Yes? If once he learns how to drive, he'll try. I want to get this car, I want to get this car. He'll start trying. And the person who learns dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah, he'll say, Subhanallah, I'll do dhikr in the morning, in the evening, in congregation, in jamaat, and I'll do it myself alone. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So will we learn how to do dhikr of Allah? Who wants to learn dhikr of Allah? Put your hands up. How to remember Allah? Put your hands up. Come. First learn dhikr today. Come. Learn dhikr. Learn how to remember Allah. First do this action so you can complete this hadith inshallah and bring it into your life. MashaAllah. Okay, come here forward. So this is called qalbi dhikr. What do we call this? Qalbi dhikr. You do it with the heart. One is dhikr we do with the tongue. One is dhikr of the heart. So why do we do dhikr in the heart? That Allah says in the verse of the Quran that inside you have put a sign, the points in the heart, inside you, just like in the skies there are signs to recognize me. Inside you is anfusikum. Allah says I put signs, points through which you can very quickly remember me, Allah says. So how easy Allah has made it for us. So with this you can very quickly recognize me. What does that mean? That you will recognize, the meaning of this is that when you recognize me, I will come to you, to your nearness, then you will do good actions and you will leave the bad actions. Because I'm nearer to you, Allah will say. So dhikr of Allah, qalbi, that we call qalbi dhikr, dhikr of the heart. This very quickly with this dhikr of the heart, person leaves the sins. Very quickly. So even if you're not trying, but sins automatically you'll start to shed them. Remember, believe me, I didn't have a beard. I'm telling you, I used to shave, but when I learned dhikr from my Shaykh Hazrat Sahib, then he didn't say to me once, keep the beard. And I started to grow the beard myself. I didn't used to pray salah. But he didn't tell me, I learned dhikr after I started doing dhikr, I started to pray salah regularly. I didn't used to wear the imam at the turban. I used to, everyone, the jama'ah used to wear, I didn't wear it. But when I learned dhikr, when Hazrat Sahib gave me the second latifa, second lesson, then automatically I bought an imam and I started to wear it. The imam that Allah is barhaq, Allah is truth. Allah says, I've put your cure inside you, infusikum, inside you. You keep doing my dhikr and I'll make you pious and good and you will make your paradise. His good point isn't that in Ramadan you're learning. So do dua for me, okay? Yes. Come forward. So your qameez, raise it up to your heart, because I'll put the finger on your heart and make the heart alive. What's your name? What you need to do is close your eyes, focus towards your heart, pay attention to your heart, and just say Allah, Allah, Allah in your heart. Not with your mouth, just in the heart you will say. After some days you will see that your heart itself is doing this. Yes, enjoy your life. Any time you can do this dhikr, all the time. For this, Allah has revealed a verse in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ لَقِيَامَهُ وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. That the human being, I give you a duty, a task, always do my dhikr whilst you're standing, sitting, sleeping, walking, always continue to do my dhikr, my remembrance. And the people who do the dhikr of Allah, Allah will never leave them alone. The more the dhikr you do, the more you will get. This many years he did dhikr, this many thousands of times he remembered Allah. So where will this come from? That your heart was doing the dhikr of Allah, I will say, that your heart is alive now with the dhikr of Allah. It's not in the kitabs now. Yes, an injection. You've got direct, you know, Yeah, so learn this, they're going to do it. Jazakallah. Alhamdulillah. So this is Ramadan. So this person has learnt how to drive, now he'll drive the car with enjoyment. Practical, isn't it? He's learnt. So how much fear he had before, like I said, learn dhikr, I'll come tomorrow, the day after. So much fear shaitan puts inside a person to do a good deed. He puts the chains around a person, and we're so relaxed. And then if I say to him, learn dhikr, any good action, shaitan will never let you move and come towards. He puts the chains around the good deeds. He creates khawf and fear. What a great example that we've been given here, isn't it? Despite the fact that many other people should have come forward, the Hazrat teaches dhikr as well, that in Ramadan, so much barakah, blessings will get. But it looks like that their chains are very tightly wrapped around them. And if I say to him, come please, come and learn dhikr, I'm still saying, is there anyone else who has got the courage? Look, that's it. Yes, the chains are wrapped around them. Doesn't let the people come forward. That Allah says in the Quran, that how can this be, that a person who has got determination and a person who doesn't have determination, will they be the same on the Day of Judgment? How can this be, Allah Ta'ala says? There are such people, you sat amongst them, only two people had the courage, determination, the maqam, the level that we give in general. Allah says that you think everyone will get that? No, it's the nafs, the chain of the nafs desires, they broke it. They eliminated their fear, they eliminated their anxiety and their doubt. Not for the dunya, for the sake of Allah they came and did this action of learning dhikr. So can anyone compete against them? That what reward and the daraja and the rank they have attained in Jannah and Paradise? So just now Allah has given us a physical example here. So a person who doesn't have determination, doesn't pull himself together now, then never can he be successful in their life. Never ever, the Quran decides this. Allah Ta'ala doesn't like that person, the individual who's cowardly. Allah Ta'ala says that the people who have determination, and Allah elevates them. So never should we lose hope. Never give up with regards to the hereafter. Are you ready? Okay, come forward. What's your name? Ayaz. So, just as I said, close your eyes, then you'll pay attention to your heart, and all you have to do then is think in your heart that your heart is doing dhikr of Allah. That's it. So you've learned that now, just practice that. And after every salah, sit down. One of you, like morning, evening, keep yourself busy in dhikr of Allah. Okay? Okay, fine, sit down. So look here. These people, they have determination. Others have come forward. So that the thawab for them as well will be included in you who came first. Anyhow, so I really like that our majlis, Allah Ta'ala has accepted our gathering. This is the sign that this majlis is acceptance. This is the sign, Alhamdulillah, that these two, three brothers have learned dhikr and Ramadan after Asr, the majlis about which the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I like to sit in this gathering. So in this majlis, in this gathering, they have learned the dhikr, remembrance of Allah. So keep on doing dhikr, okay? So, okay, fine. Now let's do dhikr of Allah for a short while. And then we'll do maraqabah as well, the same. Recite Durood Sharif.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah alamin alamin. As-salatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammadin. Shafi'i al-Muzammin. Adhu'a wa yasin al-Habib al-Amin. Abba'atna bi-dunya asnaqa bil-akhirati asnaqa bil-azab. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا هزلا وجدنا خطا عملنا كل ذلك اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما اخرت وما اسرفت وما اعلنت وانت اعلم به انت المقدم وانت المؤخر لا اله الا انت ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الظالمين اللهم انا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم انا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا دافع البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي المرض اشف مرازنا يا شافي المرض اشف مرازنا يا شافي المرض اشف مرازنا اللهم عافنا في بدنه اللهم عافنا في السمع اللهم اغفر لنا بصيرة لا إله إلا أنت اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا حزننا وشدنا خطبنا وعملنا يا كريم يا كريم يا كريم يا ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ہم سب کی بخشش فرما Ya Allah, humare maa-baap ki bakhshish farma. Ya Allah, humare maa-baap ki bakhshish farma. Ya Allah, tu puri ummat ko mere mal bakhsh de. Ya Allah, tu humare ramzan qubool farma. Humari ibadat qubool farma. Ya Allah, humari duaon ko qubool farma. Ya Rahim, apne fazl karam se humare ramzan sam pe sahal kar de, aasan kar de.